In 1980, the U.S. Census recorded one Korean in Bethel. That number exploded over the next two decades. By the year 2000, there were 120 Koreans. They arrived in waves due to several catalyzing events. One was the 1992 Los Angeles riots. The riots caused about $1 billion in property damage, much of that in L.A.'s Koreatown. Back then, Won-ho Lee owned a market in L.A. He had saved up for it by working at a Korean newspaper for over a decade, and he was proud of his success as an immigrant.
Because of the rioters, I couldn't pay the rent, and I had to give up the property to the bank.
Lee lost everything. Then one day, as he was scrolling the Korean newspaper in L.A., looking for jobs, he saw an ad for Kim's Burgers in Bethel, Alaska.
The ad said if you delivered food for the restaurant in Bethel, they would feed you, give you a place to sleep, and pay you $3,000 a month.
Bethel is seldom the first U.S. city that Koreans move to. It's a place they end up when their original American dream falls apart. Lee's first year in Bethel was different than what the newspaper ad promised. He was bad at his job. He never delivered food on time because he didn't know where any of the addresses were in Bethel. The restaurant owner said Lee was costing him customers and paid him less than what they'd agreed on. So he quit and started working in motels, eventually becoming a manager and then an owner. Lee is now mostly retired and has a home he could go back to in L.A. if he wanted.
If I go back to L.A., what would I do? There's no one there that wants to hang out with an old man like me. But it's different here. I've been here over 20 years, and I'm friends with everyone.
The average Korean that ends up in Bethel is an older man, according to the 2010 census. Many of the Koreans in Bethel immigrated to the States later in their lives when it's difficult to learn a new language. Most work in Bethel's restaurant and cab industries. Chung Chul Moon, a 73-year-old cab driver, said older Koreans adjust well to Bethel because they're used to throwing themselves into their work. The Korean War, which ended in 1953, left South Korea as one of the poorest countries in the world. Moon said older Koreans still remember that time when he says their hard work transformed their country into the economic powerhouse it is today.
The older Koreans experienced difficult times back then, so they're still hardworking today. Their bodies learned it. It's habit.
Restaurant owner Grace Yuk said there are fewer Korean women than men in Bethel because they generally view being a driver as men's work.
There aren't any jobs for women to do. Other than at restaurants, what work is there to do?
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit Bethel, it took away many Koreans' ability to work. Chopsticks, a Korean-owned restaurant, shut down after the owner said early in the pandemic that he was down to 5 customers a day. Moon said many cab drivers who are older are choosing not to work because of the risks of the virus.
We can't do any jobs that require English, so we have to work with our bodies. And that's the work that's been most impacted.
Also during the pandemic, Asians around the country have become victims of violence and racism. In Bethel, many say that anti-Asian sentiment is nothing new. Hyungyu An moved here as a child and graduated from Bethel Regional High School in 2019. He said he enjoyed his upbringing, but from time to time, he'd hear racial slurs like yellow monkey or anti-immigrant comments like go back to your country. The Koreans I talked to said there's a view they come to Bethel to make money, don't engage with the community beyond their jobs, and then leave. But this story is true of many non-Koreans in Bethel as well. Because many Koreans work in customer-facing jobs and face language barriers, more conflicts can arise. In 2012, a Korean cab driver was stabbed to death by a passenger. When Kil Soo-seo, the original Video World owner, lived in Bethel, he worked to bring Koreans and the rest of the community together. One year, he invited a traditional Korean folk dance group to Jmae. He gave scholarships to high school students and sponsored local sports teams. He co-founded the Korean church and with that group, donated clothing and organized Christmas parties for elders at the senior center.
I feel like I'm the better citizen, and I did my part. for the community.
Seo eventually moved away in 2013. But many people I talked to said lately more Koreans are choosing to come back to Bethel or to stay longer. The restaurant owner Grace Yuk returned to rural Alaska after a year in L.A. She missed the weather and the clean air. The cab driver Chung Chul Moon said he came back because his mind couldn't turn fast enough to keep up with the bustling city after living in the slower pace of Bethel. Joseph Jung, who is semi-retired, says he stays in Bethel to fish and hunt. And Sang-soo Kwon, another cab driver, says he likes this place for the kind-hearted people. Kwon said he recently got stuck along the ice road until someone from a nearby village came and helped pull a snow machine out of a drift. For many Koreans, Bethel was a last resort. But for a growing number, it has become a place they're happy to call home. In Bethel, I'm Greg Chinung Kim.